מלפני האדון המחולל הארץ, כי מאחר שהוא אדון, אין משותף יחד האדון עם מי שאדון לוי. It's something the name Adon, and this is a piece that the Maral says in Netz Yisrael. Havaya is a more ikar name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Aleph Dalet. Havaya is the ultimate name, and Aleph Dalet Nun has its own. It's mentioned in its own right, but it also is a lower form of Kriya of the Aksiva. So over here it says Melifne Odin Chulu Aretz Melifne Lekai Yaakov. So the Maral says Me'achashu Odne Imishute V'yachra Odin Imisha Odin Loi. There's a difference between in the name Havaya, we are Miyuchad. We're like HaKadosh Baruch in the sense that we have a Metzias, except that our Metzias is a sniff of Ribbono Shel Olam's Metzias. It's a branch of it. So we're nichla on the Havaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're bottled to it, but we're on the same, it's the same inyan. Like the Rambam says, that everything that's mishava, everything that is mikoyach, his Havaya. The Adnus puts you in contrast to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adnus has no shituf with anything else. Two Adonim have nothing in common. The Odin and the Eved are, by definition, Tarta de Sasra. Not Tarta de Sasra, but in the sense that the Odin makes the Eved makes the Odin to Odin, but they're both opposites. There's nothing Meshutiv. So, and therefore, in the Inyan of Ein Shneim Dorim B'Kfifa Achas, that one has to back off to the other, Odin and Eved is a much stronger. Is a much sharper way of describing that. And there's a big difference between what happened to the Horem voice and what happened to the Yam and Yardin. The Horem voice started trembling. They started moving. The Yam and the Yarden completely disappeared in a sense. Shina Yom the Gamachin, so can I yard this lach the Gamri? Ezer charges for Pearl and Soy Mikama Pula. Rak Dover Zemilifnail or Kayakov, Shukodish Nim Lachemek Mesham Victisha Stes Yakov, Lefika Hiskir Leke Yakov, Lefishinikur, Ele Kayakov, Alshema Ktushik Meshes Poypegam Dal. So the type of shinu where something disappears, where something has no achiza, no mitzias, that's only shayach to things that are be'etzim, something which is becomes bottled totally before the poil. I want to explain why this is regarding to what we said before. And we explained there's two types of things, two types of chayma that's not mekabel malchus yisbarach. One is stone, which is tough, difficult, but it be'etzim could be mekabel, but it resists. So when it trembles, when it dances around, it's something which is mekabel to shinui, and b'meila in a certain sense it's shtelling too. Water is be'etzem mufka from any type of tzura. Like we explained last time, you pour it wherever you pour it. That's what it is. So therefore, it's something that has no metzias klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's metzias is only when it's sort of oblivious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to shtel it to something we've spoken about a few times in Rosh Hashanah times. We know in halacha, a muma l'te avayin is much better halachically than a muma l'hachis. A muma l'te avayin can do tshuva, is counted as part of Klal Yisrael, and so on. A muma l'hachis is a terrible, terrible person. And halachically, you know, and so on. That's a real muma. So yes. On the other hand, it says, uvo ha'oivdim be'aretz Ashur, anidach me'aretz Mitzrayim, the oivdim be'aretz Ashur come quicker than the Nidochim Baretz Mitzrayim. And it's spoken about the Eretz Ashur is the Yitzhar Davod Azorah, and the Nidochim Baretz Mitzrayim is Yitzhar Darayas, Ervas Haaretz, Mitzrayim Ashkurim, and so on. So they ask, Hayitochim, if the Mumah L'Te'ovin is closer halachically to Hashem Mitzvahs, then why is the order reversed? So it says in Kama Sfarim that it's true that halachically a Mumah L'Te'ovin is closer, it has a, in halacha is not as far as a Mumah L'Lachis. But the chances of doing what's right, it's the other way around. A Mumah L'Te'ovin means somebody that's lost, he's drowning in Taiva. That type of person is not going anywhere. When a person who's be'etzem looking for something, ruchnius, he has a shita, he's a bal shita, he's a bal deya. He's somebody who's, and he's anti-Yiddishkeit, so it's tough. And as long as he's anti, halachically, he's considered to be further removed. But the person is a bal ideals. He's a ruchnistic person. So if the right point gets through to him, there's what to work with. Adrabah, the person is willing to marry sexual ideals, he's a Maka Emes, he's making a big mistake for whatever reason. But a person who's shakun in his taivas, and all he cares about is his taivas, there's no shaykhis for him to be shaykh to the world of ruchnias. He's not going to change because it's water. You put him down by a shal shudus, he'll sit by a shal shudus. You park him $5 in the church, he'll sit in the church. You put him down by a ball game, he'll be in the ball game. As long as there's what to eat and nice chevre, then he's fine. Makes very little difference. So you're working with water, etc. But there's nothing there that holds a tzura. There's nothing in the person that has any that's possible. The music tzura could apply to him. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu megala himself, the chelik that is stone, it has substance to it, but the substance doesn't want to change, doesn't want to move, doesn't want to recognize. It's easier to work with it in a sense, and they as soon as they tremble, they deher. But the person shaku and ice, there's nothing much to the person. Person is just, there's no religious sense to the person. There's no sense of ideals, of values, of sacrifice, or anything like that. Then it dries up. That has to become bottle. So this is a description of how things that are strong melt. So over here, even though it sounds a little bit strange because mayim is a bad thing, but it means it just became, it softened completely, it softened like mayim. In Bera Goyla, he also explains that's the Inyan. V'hoya l'mayim means something that was very tough and hard, like you must take a piece of solid metal and you cast it in an oven and it begins to melt. That's an ultimate of something softening up. A person who's broken cries, that's a type of pu'ula of also v'hoya l'mayim. Mayim is the bria of something that has no resistance. And when a person cries, there's a certain sense of that same type of shviras ge'oin and so on. V'shnei yudan esaf m'chuli ahoyfchi bolechadek ben pula pula. Ki chiluk yesh ben Hashem m'chola sa'oretz ben Hashem hoyfchi ha'tzor ha'gamayim. So the yud is something which is sort of makes it stand on its own. And we explained it last time, and when he said before at the end of last perek about the different yudim, we explained myshivi and so on. Bolachem hulo ki chiluk yesh ben Hashem mechol saaz v'ashayif v'chatzur gamayim. Or kamoish ha'mizah shad lefnei ze bo yudin lechalik v'apulis. K'mizah yishem yusad k'anhogis ha'mitzis chamisha dvar magbi mashpili and so on. So the yud sort of serves to give each one a full And it's something which is in dikduk when you have a chirik with a yud. It's a full statement. In other words, it's a syllable stands on its own. So here also, it sort of designates each inyan by itself. So over here, he says you have the shinui that was made in this world, and this was in two stages, like I said before. One more point. Why is lemay noymoyim? What's the extra vav over there? So he says shoyla lema lemayon moyim. Havav lehamshich hadav lehafsik. Hamayon. So we're saying like this. Why does it say Chalomish Lemaynoi Moyim? The vav over here is, in other words, if the tachlis was to take the tzur and to be mechal and to make it into water, so then he's mahafich a tzur to water. But that wasn't the tachlis. The tachlis was that it was more that he was destroying the tzur. The tzur became bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it turned into mayim. So therefore, the lemaino means it. The chalomish became to him like lemaino moyim. It's something which is a. It's not that I needed to change chalomish into water, and therefore I made from a chalomish into water. The chalomish itself became klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu a mayim. He became something which stopped in his tracks. Okay, the next piece over here, Lemaisa, is a halachic piece that he deals with, and so we'll skip that piece. We'll see one more piece over here at the end of the parak. Ashagolon Ashagola v'seinu. So we finish with the brach of gula. V'chosim b'gula loyim Ashagolon v'gola v'seinu litein brach of v'edo ala gula. U'mipnei shiska Hashem b'brach galon v'gola v'seinu. So Maral explains here, the bracha here has many pieces that seem to be, you know, extraneous. With Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Gol Yisrael. Finished. What's Vigon Alayel Zech Matzamor? Kein Yagin Madim Golem Lekasein Shalom Smeich Vini Recha Sein Recha Vishom Nochal Vnoch Shalom Asvach and Apsachim and so on. What's that whole extra Toisefes to the Bruch of Gula? So he says 2 points. Point one is, it's a bracha it's sort of a tefillah slash bracha on the Gula Asid Lavoi. The second part of it is, we want the Geula Lasid Lavoi to be seen, to be seen as the hemshech of what's there now. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in Spalon v'Eschanan, he says, "Atach Eloi Solar Sol Abducha." That Kadosh Baruch Hu was just beginning to show to Moshe Rabbeinu. Whenever a person is mispalel for a gemar of something that's there, it's a much stronger tefillah than if a person just misalves something new. It's an extremely strong tefillah. What we say, we recognize this work Hashem Baruch has begun to do, so shall it finish. So when we are sitting around and we are being mekayim the mitzvahs of the Gula and the simcha of the Yontif. So b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's a makom tefillah that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakos to be mesayim it. So besides the bracha on the Gula that was, we want a bakash and Gula Sod Lavoi, the bracha on the Gula Sod Lavoi is much more it's much more valid if we're making it mitoich a haschola now. So when a person is sitting be mekayim the mitzvahs hayom alayla, and he's saying we should be mamshel to be zeicher to mekayim it fully. We're doing simchas yantim now, which is zeicher to mekayim fully. That's when it becomes a davar shalom and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here. So holding my son off gimel. Okay.
So we're saying Chalamish Lamayinamayim means that we took the surah of the star as if we made it like water,
like it's spotless, as if it became water.